producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Chris, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Chris.
I love you.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to call you for a long time. I listened to you all that time, but I have a strained relationship with my 31-year-old married daughter who lives 2 hours away. And I call her just to keep in touch. You know, I try not to do it too much, so once a week or once every other week.
Okay.
And then it's like always a one-way conversation. She never asks any questions. She'll quietly answer whatever I ask. She never seems happy to talk to me. And any plans we make is initiated by me, you know, or if I bring one of her little son, she'll meet me in the middle, and then I'll bring him to my house for the weekend or a week in the summer.
Chris, back me up a little bit. What was your relationship like with her, let's say, when she was, say, 18 or 19? And those are not easy years, but is this a newly difficult relationship, or has it always been difficult?
It's always been straight. She was perfect and wonderful when we were part of a happy family, and then when we got divorced, she was about 12.
Well, I mean,
she lived with her dad.
Certainly that's an issue, but you're also wise enough to understand, because you're a daughter as well, that 12 and up, 12 to about 35 or 40, are not easy years between mothers and daughters, ever. So do I think divorce can exacerbate it? Sure. Do I think that if you hadn't been divorced, would the two of you have a difficult relationship? Quite possible. Just because she's really trying to sort out an identity, and as you know, especially from about the earliest we ever achieve, I think, adulthood is in our late 20s, if we're really lucky and relatively precocious. But the idea that somehow people instantly turn into adults at 18 is ridiculous. It's not true. But the idea being that that somehow all the things that we don't like in our life we're gonna attribute to our parents. It was their fault. It was a dysfunctional family. And so those years from about 25 to at least 35 are quite often not easy between parent and children in general, but certainly between mothers and daughters. But tell me what specifically the question is here.
What can I do with my daughter who lives 2 hours away and initiates no communication or relationship between us?
Okay. What if you said to your daughter, I love you dearly. I know I drive you nuts sometimes, and I really want us to have a good relationship. I'd really like us to have... I'd like us to be friends as much as it's possible for mother and daughter to do that. What can I do that will convince you to get in touch with me every once in a while and ask how I'm doing? And I think it's probably going to be that blatant. But if you're asking me...
I said something similar, like, what can I do so we can have a better relationship?
And what'd she say?
She goes, that'll never happen.
And what did you then say?
I think I started crying or something.
Well, but
that
Chris,
was probably 5 or 6 years ago,
but
so I didn't try.
So go back and revisit it, but instead of crying, say, tell me, you know, why is that so? Don't give up quite so easily. Clearly she's mad at you. And do I think it may have to do with the divorce? Maybe. But maybe it's time for the two of you to sort that out. I mean, it's been, what, 19 years? You've been her mother in divorce for longer than you were her mother and married. So deal with her about it. Instead of just letting her make you wither and die, which is too much power to give a kid, even at 31.
Well, there's never even a good time. She'll never try to be alone with me. She always has
kids. But Chris, listen, whining about it won't do any good.
Okay.
So they're saying to your daughter, listen, I want to have a better relationship with you. If it's email, and, you know, for a lot of people, you know, I'm not particularly a fan of email on a lot of different bases. But email is terrific, and the reason I don't like it is the reason why it really works well in this kind of context, mm-hmm. is it's at arm's length. So sending your daughter an email that said, you know, today I was making buttercream frosting, and I remembered the time that you made your teacher one and put the blue food coloring in it, and I just thought, you know, how far, you know, how what an adorable child you were.
Mm-hmm.
Love, Mom. You're not asking anything from her. You're not trying to make her feel guilty. You're just telling her you're thinking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assume she has a computer. I assume you have a computer. And if you don't, maybe that's something to ask Santa Claus about.
Yeah.
But emails can sometimes, because they're at arm's length,
mm-hmm.
and because they're private, can sometimes give people a way of responding because it doesn't really require an instant response. I'd try it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And but remind yourself that you're not trying to make her feel guilty. You're not trying to do anything but just establish a little bit more of a bridge with one another.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, give it a try.
Oh, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Yeah, the point being that if you're trying to repair something, that's not the time to negotiate. That's not the time to say, well, you know, what are you willing to offer me? When you're trying to repair something, what you say is, here's a gift. And not really expect much in return, which means when you're offering, you have to make sure that you can do it for, you can maintain it for a while. You can be consistent. Not, it's a one-shot deal. Well, okay, you know, I said I was sorry. Now what happens? Because, I mean, you know, when you're trying to repair something, it's not the time to try and see how much weight it can tolerate, right? If you're trying to repair it, you gotta go slowly. You gotta make sure everything's in place. You got to build it, all right? And it can sometimes be unilateral, but that's, you know, look, that's the way it is sometimes. 855-99-37569. Peg, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy Brown. So this is my question, and it's sort of a legal question, but I'm really more interested in the more the diverse issues around it. So the situation is I'm in my late 50s. My boyfriend is 66.
Okay.
And we live together. We have a 10-year relationship. And it's my house. And he pays me, you know, $500-$700 a month.
Okay.
I will have it paid off when I retire. He does a lot of work around here and maintains it, and I don't pay anybody to do anything. He fixes everything, and he's an electrician and so forth. So I want to make sure that if I were to predecease him, that he could stay in. I would leave my house to my two children,
mm-hmm.
but I would like him to be free to stay in it as long as he was able and mm-hmm. wanted to.
Okay.
So I learned there's a legal document you attach it to your deed.
Yep.
But I'm wondering, what about the finances? What makes sense financially? Who should pay the taxes? Who should pay the, if it needs a roof? Should I leave a fund for that?
Well, that, if you can do that, that would be great, because that means that nobody really has to worry about it. You've really taken the worry out of it. Because it sounds to me what you're trying to do, let's sort of just figure out what your goals are and then move backward from your goals.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me what you're trying to do is acknowledge the fact that he has sweat equity in the house,
mm-hmm.
that the two of you are a partnership. I mean, would you think about marrying him or not?
No. I mean,
well, you know, I don't, I, you know, I, you know, I know that's a very difficult question to answer.
Yeah.
Whoa, that one, because I mean, one of the possibilities, if you marry him, then what would happen was that you would amend him to the deed. So both of you would own the house, or that he would, I suppose you could put it in the will, whatever. And you may be able to do it in the will anyway. If he inherits the house for as long as he lives, at which point the house reverts to your children. So presumably in terms of the upkeep of the house, in theory, since he's living there, if we looked at it as he didn't own it, but essentially he was a tenant, then he would pay rent that's in heavy italics, which obviously isn't what your intent is. But what are the taxes, for example, on the house? Do you know? I mean, you can't
like
predict going forward, but...
Right.
No. But, I mean, let's just estimate what they are now.
Yeah, like $1,200 maybe. I mean, $1,200, no, wait, about... It's like over $2,000 a year.
Okay, $2,000 a year. Well, $2,000 a year. Let's make it $2,400 a year, which makes it $200 a month.
$200 a month.
So $200 a month plus, I mean, is certainly if you rented your house to somebody, presumably you would rent it for, I don't know, let's say maybe $1,000 a month. Could you get $1,000 for?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So, all right, let me hang on for a minute, and let's look at both the finances and the emotion behind it and see where we can find a nice kind of middle ground, because it sounds like a lovely problem. It really does. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking
about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hannah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I need a strategy to build my own feelings of self-worth. On paper, I look great, but I don't feel that way.
Well, okay. What would make you feel better about yourself?
Wow. Being able to walk into a room with friends and feel comfortable.
Okay. Well, let me sort of break that down for you. Let me sort of take a little step off, because self-esteem isn't Joy Brown esteem. It's not paper esteem. It's not mom esteem. It's self. So by definition, the only person who can answer the question about what would make you feel better about yourself is Hannah. You know, it's Hannah esteem. So you, clearly it's not something you thought about before, but when I pushed you on it, you said, okay, I want to be able to walk into a room full of friends and not feel uncomfortable. Okay, so why do you feel uncomfortable when you walk into a room full of friends?
Because I don't feel like I belong.
Isn't that what a friend means? Is it somebody that you feel comfortable with? Maybe the issue is not you. Maybe you've got the wrong friends.
I'm the person that everybody calls when they need something, when there's a crisis.
Well, that's fine for them, but what does that mean about you?
And yet I don't feel comfortable calling on anybody for anything.
Well, now that's a different issue. Anna, don't go off the deep end here. If we're going to problem solve, we go through things methodically.
Okay.
We don't just go flying around. We don't go flinging thoughts. All right? All right. First of all, you just completely rushed by what I would view as a quintessential definition of a friend, which is somebody with whom you feel comfortable, almost by definition. So when you say you walk into a room full of friends and don't feel comfortable, I would argue that you picked the wrong friends. You just completely ignored that comment and said, well, everybody calls me for help. And I said, well, that's fine for them, but what's in it for you? Then you made another statement, which to a certain extent is a non sequitur, believe it or not. You said, instead of sort of saying, well, gee, maybe friends are people that I do feel comfortable with, so maybe I need to find people I feel comfortable with, you said, I don't feel comfortable with anybody, which means that it may be that you don't have any friends because you're not comfortable sharing anything other than your perfect self with them, that you're not willing to be vulnerable, or you're not willing to ask for help, or you're not willing to be put in a position where somebody may judge you, which then gets back to your original statement, which is it may not be that I don't have friends. It may be that I don't trust other people enough to like me, even if I'm not providing for them, that they're providing for me, which means that you got to find somebody. You've never had a friend? You've never had somebody you could call up and say, help, I need some help from you?
Oh, I have a lot of people that would be thrilled to...
That isn't what I said. Hannah, you have an amazing ability to not answer the question. And I don't know if it's you're not listening or you have a pat response, or because I've asked three specific questions to which you
feel...
Well, Hannah, how are you going to feel worthy? How are you going to do that?
How am I going to feel worthy?
Mm-hmm. It's not Joy Brown esteem. It's not friend esteem. It's Hannah esteem. So if you don't feel worthy, then you have to figure out what you can do to make yourself feel worthy, because that's the job.
I haven't got a clue.
Well, then you're going to have to look, because it doesn't make any difference what I think. It may be that to feel worthy, I need to make sure that my shoes are shined. It may be that I need to make sure that people smile at me. It may be that I may need to make sure that my breath is fresh. But that's all Joy esteem. That has nothing to do with Hannah. So you're going to have to do the work of figuring out what it is that would make you feel okay with your friends. And one of the places to start is, what is it that you value in other people? For example, if you value someone who's a good listener or has a sense of humor or is willing to listen to you or is willing to bring a casserole over, figure out what you value in other people and then begin to be that person. Because, you know, the friendship is really like, I mean, some people are probably naturally gifted with it, to be quite honest, just like some people have a great backhand. But all of us can learn a backhand. All of us can learn. We may not be terrific at it, but we can learn it, and we can learn it well enough so that we can play the game. So you have to figure out what it is that you value, and then figure out how to do it. Because self-esteem is a really great term. It says self, not anybody else, so it's you. And esteem is really an active process of valuing. So you have to figure it out. Get started on it. Make up a list. I'll help you with it. Eileen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I love my husband, but I don't like him. What do I do?
How long have you been married?
21 years.
Did you ever like him?
Yes.
When did you stop liking him?
Probably the last 5 to 8 years.
What did you do 5 to 8 years ago?
Nothing necessarily. Just, I think, going different directions and interests and lifestyles.
You guys have kids?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
21, 17, and 16.
Well, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, you're...
And I may not be an exact, you know, time. I'm just knowing.
Did something happen? Did either of you lose a parent? Did you move? Did he lose a job?
No.
Did you have an affair? Anything?
No, nothing really. No, anything outstanding. No.
Well, because, I mean, do people evolve in different directions? Yeah.
Yeah.
But quite often, do the two of you do anything together?
Not very much, you know, not a lot lately.
Well, I mean, that's certainly the place to start, because at some point, you need to decide that either I'm going to stay in this relationship, and if you're going to stay, I would certainly try to make it more workable, or I'm going to leave it. Either way, it would seem to me that the percentage play is to see if there's not some way of working together. I mean, your kids are certainly, within the next couple of years, going to be out of the household.
Yeah.
As retirement looms, you're going to be spending more, not less, time together. So I think it's important to begin to find some things to do together. The two of you have weekly dates?
No, not very frequently, no.
Eileen, do you want to stay in this marriage?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
then I think it's... Do you think he loves you?
I think he's same thing. He loves me, but I don't think he likes me at all.
All right, well, then let's find some things to do. I think I would sit him down tonight when he comes home for dinner and say, you know, here's the deal. I think we've gotten really sloppy about this marriage, that 20 years ago we couldn't stand being out of each other's sight. We could hardly wait for the other one to get home so we could share what's going on in our day. We've gotten very child-centered, and we're not paying enough attention to each other. So I propose that this week, on this weekend, I'm going to take you out for a date. Be ready at 6 o'clock on Friday, and I'm going to take you someplace. You could be casually dressed or whatever it is you want to do next week, and I'm going to do next week. Then you get to do a week of figuring out something that's fun. Do not just take him out for a slice and a movie. I mean, that's a waste of your time. You want to plan it as a date of something, and if you're really smart, which I'm sure you are, plan something that you know he'd really like to do as well. I mean, if he's active, go bowling, or if he's always loved impressionist art, go to the museum. Go figure out something that's different, unusual, because a date really shows intention and effort, all right? And that's the point. So you've invested 20 years in this marriage. Let's invest another, you know, couple of months to see if we can find something really interesting. I mean, the point is that if you're as careless about the next relationship as both of you have been about this one, you'll end up in the same situation, and you won't have the kids as a distraction. So it seems to me it's worthwhile to at least invest a little bit more to see if you can't make it pay off better. Yes?
Spending time really can help or heal or fix it.
Well, spending time of things to do together, so that in new interests. Don't pick a sport that you can beat him at. Don't pick a sport that he, you know, that you're inept and it's going to drive him crazy. Find some new things to do together, to learn together. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, give it a try.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Okay.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Well, you know the world is in a relatively good place when Renee Zellweger's facelift is the lead story.
Yeah.
She's unrecognizable.
Wow.
Man. Well, my favorite sort of story about facelift, well, I have two. Actually, one is Angie Dickinson, who said, well, you know, that first of all, everybody knows, so why bother? Which I always thought, of course, she's gorgeous, and I don't think she ever had one. And the second
I
was
kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, But it, I mean, it's a tough business. Thank God for Betty White, who's had actually several facelifts, but nevertheless is still working at like 300.
Right.
But the second was, I was at the theater a couple of years ago and with a friend, and she said, see, that's the problem about plastic surgeries, that makes everybody look like Joan Rivers. And I turned around and I said, that's Joan, which was. And nice. I told Joan that story, who did not find it all that amusing. I actually thought she would be amused, but I wasn't doing it to be mean. She didn't think it was funny at all.
Yeah, I think that was kind
of
funny.
I mean, I think Joan is like a lot of us that, you know, that she'll make fun of herself, but she chooses how.
Yeah, to
somebody else, yeah. All right. 855-99-37569. Andrew, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good today, Andrew. How are you?
Good. Called you quite a few times, and I noticed today on your Facebook page, you have the best thing so far for 2014.
Right.
I've actually got a couple.
Okay.
The first one is in 2013, I moved from Cape Cod, Massachusetts to New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And when I originally moved, I actually put in for a low-based income housing place.
Okay.
And they had said the wait would be anywhere from 6 months to a year. Well, it was less than a year, and I get the phone call to come in, where now I've gone from a studio to a one-bedroom apartment with everything included. And compared to the studio apartment that I was in, I'm saving over $400 a month in rent.
Wow, a bigger apartment and saving money. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that, does it?
Yeah, it is bigger.
That's fantastic. Good for you. So you're a happy camper.
It's a nice place. It's you know, an all brick building. It's got the buzzer unit system. So you have to buzz your guest into the building.
Right.
It's got a camera that you can view the front door 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So it's safe.
It's a safe building, and it's mainly elderly. But because of the laws in Massachusetts, they're required to have so many units for young disabled adults.
Good.
Which is where I fit in. I was very lucky. It was a matter of less than a year, and I received the place.
Well, that's terrific. So have you gotten to meet some of your neighbors?
Oh, yeah. There's a group of us that the whole summer, during the spring and summertime, all we did is we sat out front of the building. There's a picnic bench and a couple benches. And we just sat out there for the entire day. Oh, it's lunchtime. Let's go in. We go in for lunch. We go back out. Oh, it's dinner time. We go back in for dinner. And we go back out till sometimes 10 o'clock at night. And then it's like, all right, see you guys tomorrow. We're going to bed.
That sounds wonderful. It sounds like it's not only a bigger apartment and less money, but really a lovely community for you.
Yeah, it is. It was a stroke of luck. It really was. It was just like, and when we saw the savings compared
to
the studio,
that's great. That's terrific.
It was good.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and congratulations, and hopefully something even more spectacularly wonderful will happen next year, and let us know.
And combined it with this one, when I was on the Cape, I was involved in a Sandwich Citizens Police Academy. Which, you know, the local citizens in the town can take this course, and it gives you an idea of what the cops go through every single day of their life.
Good.
And this year we had our semi-annual meeting, and because I've been so involved this year, even though I'm living up in New Bedford now, we actually got recognized through the police department and got new shirts with the with our new patch on it, and we received. Have you ever heard of the collector coins?
What you mean, like the U.S. Mint ones that come out every once in a while?
These are the ones that like the people in public safety and the army get.
My brother has one, so that's how I know about it.
Well,
yeah.
I actually received two of them this year.
Well, great.
For my service, for helping out all year long, because I would leave here at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd get down there for 6:30, and I'd be there till 10:30 at night, like once a month. up until just recently.
Well, good for you. So, I mean, it sounds like you're one of those people who's just who's doing good as well as just hanging around.
But you take care, Dr. Joy, and you have a great weekend, and if I don't talk to you before the holidays, you have a great holiday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much, Andrew, and congratulations on your new dig. Sounds like it was meant to be. There you go.
Oh, it definitely was. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. You know, it's really nice to hear stories like that, because we hear so much about people being, you know, being cranky about stuff, and, you know, it didn't quite work out, it's not what I wanted, and so that's great. Congratulations. Good to hear. All right, so that's part of what we're doing is sort of saying, tell us about something good that happened to you. You know, share the good news, put a smile on our face. I suppose this goes along with the eclipse story that I was, you know, I'm one of those relatively cheerful people, as you guys know from listening to the program. I really irritate the living daylights out of people. But I'm convinced that, you know, that full moons and especially eclipses do really affect us. And maybe that's sort of, once you believe it, it happens. But I was just to have, well, first of all, I guess there were two separate events that made me think that I'll be glad when the eclipse is done. The first was, I had very complicated plans for tonight, where a friend called and said, all right, let's go to this kind of thing. And he said, I'll get the tickets. And I said, well, you know, I may be able to get those for you because I think I know the producer. So I, you know, sent an email off, and the producer said, sure, you know, got them. Great. And he said, in addition, you can go to this as well. Well, I couldn't go to the first one, so I wrote him back, and I said, I can't go to the first one, but great for the second one. All set. Called my friend. And he said, well, great, you know, we'll do this. And then it turns out there was a screening I was supposed to go to, which my friend was not very enthusiastic about, to be quite honest. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to go. I can meet you there or whatever. No, I'll come with you. So then I get an email that says the tickets just fell through. And then he said, well, let me see what else I can do. So it turns out that the tickets fell through. And it turns out that the screening that my friend actually didn't want to go to in the beginning turns out to be too long. The whole thing was just a mess. And I'm one of those people that tries really hard not to make messes, especially, I mean, not in my only in my own life, but everybody else. And it finally was getting so complicated about how we're going to do this. And I finally said, look, let me call you. I said, I feel terrible about this because I told you I get the tickets, because I sent him the email as well. You know, and it just all fell through, and you know. So I finally said, look, you go to your thing, because by the time I get to your thing, you're not going to be able to have dinner. So that was number one, and that never happens. First of all, I never cancel on anybody. Second of all, nobody ever tells me that something's a done deal till it is. So obviously, the full moon or the eclipse was affecting them as well. And then I'll tell you the other story in a minute. 855-993-7569, and you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy. I wanted to tell my story about when I first knew I was in love.
Okay.
It was our first date. We sat all night long. I mean all night long. Many cups of coffee. In the morning, it was dawn. I didn't go home until dawn. And I walked. My mother, of course, I lived with my mother. She's nervous to wreck because I didn't come home all night. And all I said to her was, tonight you're going to meet the man I'm going to marry, because we had a date. And I went up to bed, and she got on the phone with my sister and said, I think your sister went crazy.
How old were you?
I was 34, I think.
Old enough, yeah, that's not a baby.
Well, right, and so she figured she was stuck with me for life. I mean, I had no real interest. I wasn't really looking. I figured, well, I was always one that said, I'd rather be happy alone than miserable with the wrong person.
Yeah, exactly. So, so did you end up marrying this dude?
Did, yes. One week shy of a week. You know, one week, a year. Let me see.
One week. A week shy of a year.
Right, exactly. Like, our first date was October 12th. We got married on October 5th, the following
year. Wow. So are you still married?
No. Sadly, he passed away quite a few years ago, but we had very good quality time. It was a wonderful.
It sounds wonderful. You knew.
I knew, and I think that's exactly what happened. You know.
Well, all right. Fair enough. We got it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook. Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My phone number is 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. And Jessica already figured that out. Jessica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Happy Tax Day.
Thanks. Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for listening to me.
Sure. What's on your mind, Cookie?
Well, I was just wondering if I could get some advice about how to handle uncomfortable and awkward remarks from I guess, from coworkers, neighbors, and even some family that I'm just now starting to meet. I'm Hispanic, and I'm from California, and I moved to Oklahoma, and people like to point out that I am Hispanic. And it's really,
well, how helpful, because you probably didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't want to surprise you. It's so like when people say to me, you're tall. Oh, really? Gee, yeah. I didn't realize that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's like sometimes they say things that just catch me off guard that I'm not used to, and it's just, it can be offensive sometimes, and I don't want to be too sensitive or overly political correct and tell them, you know, no, but at the same time, I don't want to have to hear it anymore.
Got it. All right. Can you give me an example of something that somebody said that you found offensive?
Well, there's a lot of little things, I think, because people are curious. People just think it's free reign because I'm so different than the majority of people here, and they ask me, you know, oh, hey, do you teach Spanish classes on the side? Can you tell me how to make hot sauce and tamales and stuff like that? And that's not so bad. It is kind of a weird assumption.
Honey, listen, if it's any comfort to you, when I went away, I was born in New Orleans, grew up in Denver, went to school in Texas. So when I moved to the East Coast, people said things like, do you have a horse? They really did. And they said,
right.
And it turns out actually one of my uncles was actually a rancher, was a cowboy. So, but
let me just, funny.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are really several ways to respond to this. One is the way that you're feeling, which is, wow, you know, I feel like I don't quite fit in and these questions are ignorant. Mm-hmm. But the other way of looking at it is that they're ignorant but not malicious, and people are truly curious,
yeah.
And that they are really just very limited in their knowledge about anything. And so, mm-hmm. and you know, my basic rule of thumb in that kind of context, and I'll walk you through why I think it makes more sense than anything else, it's stupid and cheerful. And I'll tell you why. Because if you decide to take umbrage at it, then they're and let's assume that they're innocent. Let's go through all the possibilities. Let's assume number one that it's an innocent but stupid comment, and you come back with something kind of smart alecky. They're going to be mad at you because
right.
their feelings are going to be hurt because they were just ignorant. They were not being malicious.
Yeah.
Sorry. So that's number one. And so you've just made an enemy of somebody who was really just plain stupid. I mean, you know, and what's the point of being stupid unless you can show it, right? I mean, you know, it's a complete waste.
Yeah.
All right. So that's number one. Somebody who is really just ignorant but kind and just plain curious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in that particular case, someone saying, do you make hot sauce? Saying, you know, I'm the world's worst cook. And all I know how to do is mm-hmm. make Chinese food.
Yeah.
And let's assume case number two is that somebody is being malicious, and they're using their ignorance mm-hmm. as an excuse to say something mean. If you take the bait, they win, because then they can say, mm-hmm. oh, well, I was just kidding, or I was just curious, or whatever. So it doesn't work in that context either, because then you've given you've given credibility to somebody who's really a creep. So again, the same response mm-hmm. of, gee, you know, I can't cook except Chinese. Do you have a good recipe? And so then you've neutralized them without them getting your goat. So I think just stupid and cheerful. And if those are the responses of, gee, do you speak Spanish? And I would just say, I barely speak English. And I mean, because you can, if there's a set number of things that people are asking you, you can have a set number of responses. What I get all the time, which I find equally offensive, to be quite honest, is, oh, you're a shrink. Does that mean you're analyzing me? And my first thought was, why would I bother? You're not that interesting. I do not say that because there's no sense going through the world
right.
either making more enemies or hurting feelings. So what I figured out, because I get asked, and I've been asked for years, and people think mm-hmm. that they're very, you know, that they're being very original and it's such a smart thing to say, and I find it about as offensive mm-hmm. as you do when someone says, can you make hot sauce? So what I say mm-hmm. is I just bat my baby blue eyes very sweetly and I say, only for money. Do you have Blue Cross Blue Shield? And that shuts them up at that moment. And the people who are being mean have no place to go. And the people who are just sort of being thoughtless, what are you going to do? So, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sympathetic with it, but I think the way to go through this life in general is stupid and cheerful. Because otherwise, mm-hmm. you're doing part of the heavy lifting of insulting you. And there's no mm-hmm. reason to do that. You really don't want, if somebody wants to insult you, let them do the work. Don't help them.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you're a charming woman. You're and I would use your difference is the fact that you look a little different, or you act a little different, or you cook a little different, or you dress a little different, whatever it is, and make it work for you rather than against you. And just be so charming and so smiley and so unwilling to take umbrage at anything that people are just dazzled by you.
Okay. Well, do you think that could work with my family, too? Because I'm meeting a lot of new family that, on my mom's side, who, you know, they're not Hispanic, and they're so much afraid. They have, like, they're always asking the same questions and making similar assumptions.
All right, but Jessica, if it's any comfort to you, I evolved that whole theory of stupid and cheerful at a family reunion. So the place that I actually figured out to do this was actually with family, because you're most susceptible to them, and that's the place to practice. Mm-hmm. And one of my sisters would come up and say, "Wow, you must have gotten the family skinny genes." And I said, "Yeah, I do, except that I get up every morning of my life and work out." And one of my sisters said,
"There you go."
Yeah, exactly. And I said, one said, "Gee, when you die, can I have your hair?" And I said, "Yeah, you can get it off my scalp.
Oh,
you can have
God.
It." I mean, there's no point in sort of, because the whole point is either to wound or, I mean, and if you say, "Boy, that's a kind of a mean thing to say," they're going, "Oh, I was only kidding. Can you not take a joke?" So stupid and cheerful is Teflon. It really does work. And as I said, it works very well with family. It works even better than anything else, because otherwise you become the object of, I was just kidding, Jessica, and she certainly can't take a joke. And I guess that's the Hispanic people just have no sense of humor. And then you're right back in the soup, right? So smile, no matter what you say, just smile sweetly and laugh hilariously. And if you can't think of anything specific to say, and they just said something that's kind of icky, just sort of look them straight in the eye, grab their elbow, and say, "You have such a great sense of humor." And there's no response to that. There is none. You have completely immobilized them. And when you do it with cheerful, and it becomes habitual after a while. So if somebody's going to insult you, they have to do the heavy lifting. They have to say, "Jessica, I find your behavior unacceptable. I find your breath dragon-like and your clothes offensive." I mean, make them do the work. Mm-hmm. Don't help them.
Okay, that's really good
advice. And it really does. Okay. And your stomach's going to hurt the first couple times, because you can't help your reactions, but you can help your behavior. You can't help your feelings. You're going to feel the way you're going to feel. But after a while, it does become Teflon to you, too. And they'll stop, because part of the reason they're doing it is just to get a rise out of you. And it may be, believe it or not, it's kind of like the kid in first grade who yanks your pigtail, and you think he's being mean, and what he's really saying is, "Pay attention to me."
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.